Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 16th, November the 23rd. November the 23rd, 2014. Now let's get right to continuing the teaching for November of 2014. We're working on the subject, the science of born again through immaculate conception and virgin birth using the sign of the Virgo as the virgin in the zodiac. The zodiac sign of Virgo is seen as the virgin sign in the 12 signs of the zodiac. Remember Job chapter 1, verse 21, where Job taught us as the African metaphysician that we must return naked to the womb of our mother. And we came to understand this is allegorically speaking of our original mother, original womb, the womb of Nonet. In that scripture, that womb is referred to as Sheol, that fiery, watery reality that we all come from. The ancients referred to this reality as the womb of Nonet and the waters of Nun, the water melanin Nun of the universe. This water that we all come from, dark matter, dark energy, melanin of the universe, which symbolizes truth, justice, and righteousness, symbolizes peace, tranquility, order, and oneness, no barrier, no boundary. And so those waters housed in our original womb, housed by our original womb and our original mother that the ancients said, Nonet. Old Testament says, Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh. So we want to continue to attempt to understand how we must be born again scientifically, because we know that we're not speaking about our physical mother, because we can't go back to our physical mother to be born again. But through the womb of Nonet, through the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, through the womb of the universe, through that mind of the Almighty, we can and must be born again. So Job, we had gotten down to the sacrifices, how Job's friends were commanded by the Almighty to make sacrifice. And we are now able to see the zodiac more easily than we used to in Scripture, because all of this is based on the scientific reality of the zodiac, the movement of the sun through the 12 signs, showing us our talents and characteristics and attributes, and how we, being made from the same substance as the sun and the same substance as the universe, so those 12 sections of the universe represent 12 sections within our construct. And the sun as the field of light moving through the 12 signs of the zodiac, teaching us that we are light. And within our construct, that fire, that light is moving. And as we study the sun, we are in the study of ourselves. So we have gotten up to Aries. Job chapter 42, verse 8. The friends of Job were commanded to sacrifice bullocks, which is the Taurus, and the characteristics associated with the Taurus. But they were also commanded to sacrifice a ram. And so the ram is associated with the Aries. And even when you go into the name Israel, which in the African Hebrew means God is our strength. And the word El, coming from the word Ayil, and I and El, is that word in the African Hebrew that brings the definition of strength. The old ancient African Canaanites referred to the Almighty as El. And so El is in the African Hebrew construct for the name that signifies the whole of the tribes, 12 tribes. Each tribe associated with a sign of the zodiac, each tribe, sisters and brothers, 12 tribes, 12 signs of the zodiac. 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night. All these 12s, 12 disciples, all these 12s tying us in to the 12 signs of the zodiac. Perry Stone, a respected preacher and prophet, they say, has revealed to us that the ancient Jews, his term, I say ancient African Hebrews, his term ancient Jews, carved into the floor or drew into the floor the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now, the modern day Jewish rabbis have no idea why that is so. But you and I know that the ancient African Hebrews are Africans teaching us the science of the universe and giving us again that ancient African Kemite knowledge and wisdom and science from Kemite that you and I know today as Egypt, and Hebrew and Kemite from Ethiopia, from Kush. So this ancient African knowledge coming up through the Nile and spreading all over Africa, this science based on the science of the universe and the movement of sun, moon, stars, and planets. So they're commanded, the friends of Job, sacrifice a ram. Israel, the word El, when you research that word El and you get to Ayil and Ayil, you'll see the ram and you'll see the horns of the ram and you see that the ram signifies strength. And so the Israel is under the sign of Aries. And so what do we see with the Aries? Now the Aries sign, symbolized by the ram, is the sign of the warrior or the pioneer. Sisters and brothers, we must be born again into this science so that we may know ourselves and know that we are warriors for the truth. We are warriors for freedom, justice, and equality. We are warriors for love, soldiers of love, the human family, the poor working class, masses of the people are in need of exercising love for each other, because as long as we as poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian continue to hate each other and divide from and against each other, then we can be used against each other by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Now, this is also the pioneer sign, because this is the first sign in the 12 signs of the zodiac. In the zodiac calendar, March is spring, and spring begins the year, not December, not winter. But in science, the Africans taught us that the springtime begins the year. So the first zodiac sign in the calendar of zodiac signs is the sign of Aries, and that sign is the pioneer sign, because as the sign associated with spring, that sign is the first sign. And this is the period of time that we are given to understand when the ancient African Hebrews went for freedom. So, the Hyksos, 1750 BC, for about 200 years, these Hyksos from Europe invaded Kemet, Egypt, enslaved everybody, everyone, enslaved the African Hebrews, the African Kemite Egyptians. And so it was this time period of March 21 to April 20, the time period of the pioneer sign of Aries, that the African Hebrews went for freedom, associating with spring, associating with the resurrection of the sun, associating with the birth, rebirth, resurrection, immaculate conception, and virgin birth of the sun, teaching us that we have to go through that same scientific reality. Immaculate conception, virgin birth, means no human being, male or female, had anything to do with this birth. So this teaches us that this work of redemption, this work of freedom, justice, and equality, the power comes from the Almighty. The power comes from the hidden and unseen Father, Mother of the universe. The power comes from that which is beyond the human. But that power comes through human beings, that we may foster freedom and justice and equality for each other. The pioneer sign. Now, this is a cardinal fiery sign. Now, the cardinal signs deal with activity, deal with motion and expression and changeableness. They give alertness and restlessness, flexibility and suppleness. As we continue to be burdened by a system of destruction and death, we see that we are alert, we see that we are restless, we see that we have to continually be flexible, to not only be flexible as it concerns how the system is coming at us, but we have to be flexible with each other, learn to forgive one another, learn to love one another, and be flexible as we accept information that comes from various sources that will help us to understand together how we must go for freedom and enable us to go for freedom. Activity. The activity and the motion that we must be into is the activity and motion of freedom, justice, equality. The activity and motion of being born again spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically into the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet, which means peace and tranquility and order. and oneness and no boundary, no barrier. We don't put up a roadblock to your development, but we want to see every human being reach the highest heights of development all the way up into the God and the Goddess realm. Changeableness, alertness, flexibility, restlessness, the cardinal quality corresponds to the soul in its various conditions of animal, human, and spiritual. So we're keeping with this theme of born again, immaculate conception, and virgin birth as we watch the sun move in this time through fall and through winter and then come out on the other side into Aries. Being born again, being virgin birth, being immaculate conception. What does any human being have to do with how the universe works? We have nothing to do with it. The universe is functioning after the dictates of Yahuwah, the existing one, the living one, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, causing the existence of all things, all people, all entities that have ever existed, exists now and ever will exist, setting this universe in motion by the power of the word as the neutron, the power of the word as the seed of life, germ of life that must take on flesh. That flesh is the universe, and the mechanism is Christ, the atom, with the proton acting as the father and the electron acting as the mother, giving flesh to the word as the neutron. Understanding this science will cause us to be born again into this science, that we may in these days and times create the new civilization, create the new society, create the new government and the new corporations, create the new systems that will be absolutely in league with the science of the universe. And so we, in our soul journey, begin in our animalistic phase. Then we move as we develop and grow into the human stage. But then we move to that spiritual stage, and spirit is energy. Energy is spirit. Energy is, they say, positive. We'll say good spiritual force that lives within all people, all things, and the whole of the universe. So this is our journey. When you say E equals MC squared, and the E is energy, and spirit is energy, and energy is spirit, now we are in examination of the energy of the universe. That energy, we must tap into that energy that we may gain power from that energy, so that we may change our thinking, so that we may absolutely be able to move mass, matter, and the material universe to act on our behalf and enable us and empower us to create the new Jerusalem, which means peace, founded in peace. We want this whole earth to be at peace. We want to be at peace with one another, at peace with the universe, at peace with the Almighty. And so the soul journey, the journey of the soul, and the soul in this cardinal sign of the Aries, there are three other cardinal signs,
But the soul is the modifying influence operating in the world of form. Sisters and brothers, the word of the Almighty thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but humble, became humble, and took on human flesh. And that word of the Almighty, that light, dwelled amongst men. That is not only Yahushua, that is you, that is me, you and I, all of us, the whole of us are that word, that hypostatic word of the Almighty, that word that holds the universe together. Compared to the atom, that neutron that holds the atom together, and the mechanism that gives form in this world is the Christ mechanism. The word through Christ took on flesh. The neutron, the word is the neutron. The neutron through the Y chromosome proton father and the X chromosome mitochondria DNA electron mother. That neutron through the proton and the neutron took on flesh. And the word is the neutron. The logos is the neutron. And you and I are the neutron. You and I are the logos, the word that took on flesh, that took on form in this world. We took on flesh because of Christ. Through Christ, we have taken on flesh to do the works of the Almighty. So the Aries, getting back to my notes or this book on the Aries, energetic, impulsive, enthusiastic, positive, and enterprising. So we see that in this zodiac sign, energy, impulsive, enthusiastic, positive, and enterprising. We must tap into these talents, attributes, and characteristics that are within all of us, whether we are born within this time frame or born in some other time frame. These 12 signs of the zodiac are teaching us of the human family. So we have these qualities within ourselves, not just to, as the mainstream says, you get rich. No, these talents and attributes and characteristics are for the liberation of the human family. Now, when it comes to being impulsive, see, you have all these great talents and attributes and characteristics, and then most of the time there is a characteristic that we must be on the guard against, lest we allow that characteristic to be used against us. So to be impulsive, sometimes we can be too impulsive. Sometimes we can let our characteristic of being impulsive carry us away and begin to cause us to deviate from staying the course to freedom, justice, and equality. But look, if we are impulsive in this way, every time we get new information that is good, we just impulsively go after it. If we know it's good and it's righteous and it's good for the human family, we don't wait on it. We just go right after that good new information. So the ruler of the Aries realm is Mars. Now let me see if I can turn down to my information on the planet Mars, because the whole of the universe has bearing on our spirit, energy, disposition, character. Now Mars is the red planet, they say, associated with courage, And let me see now. The sign here is the feminine sign. It's interesting how when you think of Mars and you think of courage, enthusiasm, war, wounds, and fire, you think of the masculine going to war. Now, but the sign associated with Mars is the feminine sign. The circle with an arrow coming out of the circle is really the upside down Ankh, and the Ankh, the Ankh is a circle on top of a cross. And so the sign for the feminine, oh, wait a minute now. You all excuse me. I'm making a mistake. This is the masculine sign. This is a circle with an arrow coming out. The feminine sign is a circle on top of the cross. The masculine sign is the circle with an arrow coming out. So, the masculine sign. And this is an ancient African sign. And the Mars, and courage, and enthusiasm, and war, and wounds, and fire. Mars represents warfare. Mars, the red planet, represents bloodshed. Now, we're not calling for the shedding of the blood of anyone, but we are saying that we are in spiritual warfare against the wicked ruling class and ruling families for the minds of the human family, for the minds of our sisters and brothers, the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. And so we must take courage in this battle. We must be enthusiastic in this battle for liberation of the human family. We must understand that in war, there will be the incurring of wounds. And so many of us become wounded in this battle, but we cannot give up the fight. We cannot give up the struggle. And we know that with this fire, fire of the sun, fire within our construct, we are earth, air, fire, and water. And fire is light. Fire is energy. Fire is radiation. Fire is warmth. Fire is enthusiasm. Fire can fire love, love fire. And so with this fire, we rise up and we hook up and we link up and we go for the liberation of the human family. Now, associated with Mars is the malefic, teaching us that we must be on guard to the spirit energy of self-destruction. We do not want to destroy life. We do not want to destroy ourselves. We do not want to do wickedly against the wicked ruling class to gain liberation. We want to be righteous, and we want to mitigate that characteristic within our construct that will cause us to deviate into the malefic. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.